U.S. President Donald Trump's recognition of Israeli sovereignty over the occupied Golan Heights, as well as the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's visit to Beirut, were the main topics of the latest televised speech of Hezbollah Secretary General. Said Hassan Nasrallah said the main objective behind Pompeo's visit was to turn the Lebanese people against one another.
I did not find in the statement that was read by Pompeo in Beirut any sentence or phrase which was accurate or honest or based on reality. But we can read from this statement that he is frustrated and believes the Lebanese people should face Hezbollah.
Said Nasrallah slammed the U.S. for criticizing Hezbollah while denying the fact that Israel is a constant threat to Lebanon. He said Washington's major problem with Hezbollah and Iran is the issue of Palestine.
His problem with Iran and his problem with Hezbollah is that they are the sides which remain serious in defending the Palestinian issue, and that they are an obstacle in the face of the deal of the century and the liquidation of the Palestinian cause. Iran stands firmly with the Palestinian people, while the U.S. is choking the Palestinians.
The leader of the resistance movement also stressed the role of Iran in helping Lebanon liberate its lands from Israeli occupation and in supporting the resistance in its fight against a Houthi terrorist invasion of the country. Experts believe the U.S. frustration with Hezbollah stems from the group's position as a national resistance and a regional anti-terrorist force. They also say Hezbollah helps in foiling U.S. and Israeli plots against Palestinians and their just cause. Strategy expert Amin Hotay told Press TV that Sayed Nasrallah's speech in itself was part of the resistance against America's attempt of vendetta in the region.
America today is living its strategic failure in the region, and therefore its practices are those of revenge and trying to achieve some prize for itself and its allies. It also wants to stop those who defeated its project from investing in this victory. Pompeo came to divert attention from Hezbollah's victory and incite strife, and in Syria, the U.S. is an obstacle to any reconstruction efforts and return of refugees.
Hezbollah's leader said Trump's recent Golan Heights move is an indicator of the U.S. disrespect for the United Nations and international resolutions. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.